The light of God is shining again, dispelling the darkness in the hearts of men, turning their night season into their morning, converting their wilderness places into blossoming gardens, and their arid lawns into gushing brooks of living waters. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And for this cause, the Lord is pouring out His mighty Spirit upon all flesh, causing them to see dreams and visions, and give them a crystal clear understanding of the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. This recording is a message from Trevor Igaga, an anointed servant of God, called to preach the sacred mystery of Christ and to unveil His glorious realm of unconditional love and bliss before all men. As you embrace this message from on high, receive hundredfold restoration of everything that the caterpillar and the canker worm have devoured in your precious life. Let your health speed forth speedily, and the joy of your salvation overflow like great torrents of water. For more free messages, do visit our website at www.sunrayministry.org or contact us on info@sunrayministry.org. May the God of peace and love keep you.
Yes, Father, we exalt your name this morning. As we open the words to meditate on your words, let them come forth as a blessing to every one of us, bringing an increase in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Note that in that prayer I spoke about increase in the knowledge of the Lord, and all that the Father wants is that, you know, there be increase in the knowledge of the Son of God. And when he says increase in the knowledge of the Son of God, what is he speaking about? Is it increase in the knowledge of somebody in the sky? Of somebody with long hair? Is it increase with somebody sitting somewhere in the sky praying for you? Somebody with blue eyes? Is that the knowledge that the Lord wants to give you? Of course not. He wants everybody to grow in the knowledge of Christ, which in reality is the one and only man known of God. Praise God. Understanding the significance of Christ grants man escape from the powers of death and hell. Praise God. So everything, we're going to go around again and again, and you know how the animal, the carnivorous, not the carnivorous, what do you call them? The animals that chew on cord, on grass. You know how they masticate this cord. You see, they chew the grass, and in the evening they sit down and they masticate this cord again and again, and they chew it again and again and again. So likewise, the word of God is like that. It keeps coming again and again and again, and we have to continue meditating on these things because this is the way of life. Praise God. Today we are sharing on the last day, and if you think I'm going to stand here preaching about prophecies of something that will happen tomorrow when you die, or something that will happen when something happens in Israel, or when the economies of the world collapses, then something will happen, then the end of the world will come. If that's what you want to hear from this message, well, I'm very sorry for you, because you will not hear anything like that in this message. Praise God. We do not preach prophecies of men. See, people fail to understand that same mindset, when men look forward to prophecies, to signs, to certain events, trying to equate them to the coming of Christ, trying to equate them to the end of the world, is the same mindset that the scribes and Pharisees had in the days of old when they met Jesus and asked him, how will the kingdom of God come? On several occasions, they asked Jesus to show them a sign. And Jesus Christ will simply call them an adulterous generation, a wicked and adulterous generation, carnally minded, a generation that has sunk into the depths with no understanding. Jesus Christ plainly said that the kingdom of God is where? Is within you. It's right there, right there, right now. So why do you look out for something to happen somewhere? Why do you look out for a war to break out in Israel? Why do you look out for something to happen in Japan? For the kingdom of God to come? Why do you worry yourself with the Mayan calendar? Why do you bother yourself with all those things? These are things of men. They are all lies. And you know, as long as you continue to observe these things, you are only forsaking the grace that the Lord your God is handing over to you on a platter of gold. What did Jonah say when he was leaving the belly of the whale? Jonah is an experience that the man of this age passes through, because all men in this world in reality are in the belly of the whale, in the depths of hell. Jonah's experience is hell, where people are infinitely cut off from God in their minds. See, hell is separation from God. And when there is separation of God, there is fear of tomorrow, fear of what will happen, fear of my life, fear of what I eat, what I wear, because there is no God. You are in the world without God, without Father, without nothing, without helper. Oh, praise God. And that is hell. See, where there is fear, where there is turbulence, that is hell. And Jonah in the belly of the whale represents those who are cut off from the life of God, cut off from the realm of God, from the reality of being an integral part of God's glory. But Jonah was released out of the belly of the whale when he started to forsake the vanities, the lying vanities of men. All men fellowship on and live on his lies. Imagination, illusion, prophecies, and everything is all lies and confusion and lies. Those that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy. This was the word of Jonah as the whale vomited him onto dry ground. And if you want to get out of your situation, if you want to get out of the thing that is bothering you, if you want to get out of the thing that is giving you hell, you better start forsaking, you better start to forsake the lies of men. See it? You have to let go of those beliefs, religious beliefs of end of the world, of something will happen. Let go of all those things and right now begin to get acquainted with the Lord your God. Hallelujah. See, the kingdom of God is present, is in you right now. Know it right now. And in your knowing, you will enter into your rest. Praise God. Don't wait for something to happen. it's there within you, let the Spirit of God minister to you. Say it, be still and don't let men toss you to and fro. Don't let men put burdens on you, lies on you. Don't be deceived by the doctrines of men, but rather hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in these last days. Hallelujah. We are in the last day if you can hear the voice of the Spirit. This message is on the last day, and I'm going to turn quickly to the book of John chapter 6. I'm going to start from verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it again in the last day. Oh, hallelujah. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have what? Everlasting life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Hallelujah. The resurrection, the last day, all going hand in hand. Praise God. And the thing we are saying here is that this last day is for today. As you can begin, you receive this bread of life which his Father has sent from heaven. So the bread of life which the Father has sent from heaven is actually the word or the revelation of Christ. Praise God. This is the word, incorruptible word, that has descended from the heights of God to revive the world. Bear it in mind that every man living in this material existence has tasted of this thing called death. Praise God. Every man you see out there today, whether religious, it doesn't matter. See, whether he fasts 7 times a day, whether he doesn't drink beer, he doesn't smoke cigarettes, he doesn't womanize, forget all that. Once you have not understood the mystery of Christ, once you have not seen the Christ, you are in your grave, dead in your sins and trespasses. For all men died in Adam, and in death all men return to dust. All men sleep in the dust. Praise God. All men descend into a dimension of time and space where things change, where things are moved. See, where there is turbulence, you are like this today, tomorrow you are like that. You are up today, tomorrow you are down, you are down tomorrow. See, that is the realm in which man slips into in the transgression. So all men are dead, languishing in their graves. See, the canker worm, the caterpillar, reigns upon man. See, these are agents of corruption. They reign over corruptibility. See, but God will not leave our soul in hell. Isn't it what the psalmist says? Don't you know that you are the Holy One of God? Don't you know that you originated from God? Oh, hallelujah. You do not originate from the dust. You are not actually born of man or woman. But you originated from the eternal spirit, from God. Hallelujah. From the incorruptible God. And I tell you, God cannot birth corruption. Incorruptibility cannot birth corruptibility. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ demonstrates this again when he says, I go to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. All these statements of Jesus were simply to affirm, to confirm the fact that we all descend, or we all came out of God. Praise God. This first understanding is your key to liberation out of the realm of hell and death. Praise God. This is the first key when you begin to remember your origins in God. When you begin to remember your origins from eternity. Hallelujah. And this remembrance and revival comes as you begin to eat of that bread which is from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. The bread comes to revive those who are languishing in the pit, in the dust. It comes to revive them once more. Those prisoners who are in the waterless pit, the Lord begins to administer that bread from heaven, and it simply awakens them once more to their true spirituality. So when you eat the bread, when you allow the Father enter into you to commune with you, and you eat the bread, what it simply does is to enlighten the spiritual eyes of your understanding. Jesus Christ said it here, that the Father's will is that we see him. Hallelujah. You see this in verse 40, John chapter 6 verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth. What does it mean to see the Son? It means to perceive, to comprehend, to see what is the mystery of the Son. Praise God. Of course, he's not trying to give you, he doesn't want you to see a historical account of Jesus. God is not interested in you going to Jerusalem and going to, you know, to kneel down before some kind of corner or some kind of position somewhere where they say Jesus Christ walked, or where Jesus Christ was buried, or where he was born. Look, all those things don't mean anything. Let me tell you. It's how you can see Jesus in the spirit, how you can understand the mystery of what Jesus Christ signifies, that will benefit you. When you eat this bread from heaven, this bread simply causes an increase in the awareness, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's why you see when Jesus Christ appeared to two disciples on the way to Emmaus. Is it Emmaus? Or Emmaus? What do you call it? Those two disciples that were walking on the way to Emmaus, to one village, and Jesus Christ met them on the way. This was the resurrected Christ speaking with them. They did not know in reality that Jesus Christ spoke with them. It was when they entered into a room and they broke bread to eat that bread. The Bible says the moment they broke that bread, what happened? Their eyes were opened to see Jesus. See, the moment we eat this bread, we allow the Christ enter into us, and we like children receive this bread from heaven, what happens is that the eyes of our understanding is opened. And we begin to understand the mystery of the Son of God. And I tell you, if you begin to see Christ and you begin to comprehend the mystery, you begin to understand that you are the Son of God. Because the way he is the way you are, praise God. And as you behold him and get the understanding, as you behold him with unveiled faces, before now, We have always seen a veiled version of Jesus. When you look at man, when you look at religion, religion presents a veiled version of Jesus Christ. So you are not seeing a clear, you are not seeing Jesus, you are just seeing a shadow. Oh, praise God. But when you eat of this bread, you know, and you begin to understand the mystery of Christ, what happens is that you are conformed into that image. There is a transformation. There is a confirmation. Hallelujah. If you don't like those words, transformation, confirmation, you can say there is an awakening. Awakening into the Son of God that you are. This is the revival from the grave. See it? Hallelujah. It says that those that see the Son, that believe in Him, they are the ones that will be raised up on the last day. Raised up from the dead, the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. It is the revelation of the word from heaven that raises you up. Hallelujah. On the last day. Praise God. You see, that bread in reality is the Spirit of God. It's all about communion. It's all about fellowship. And as you are eating that bread, you are fellowshipping with what? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In this same chapter, Jesus Christ says something. He says that it is the Spirit that gives life. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit that does what? That gives life. The flesh profited nothing. First of all, he speaks about this bread that gives you life, that raises you up in the last day. And now he says that the Spirit, it is the Spirit that gives what? Life. So you can see that that bread is the Spirit. Praise God. And the Spirit is not some kind of one kind of wind or something somewhere. The Spirit is actually a body. The Spirit is actually the body of Christ. See, when you receive the Spirit of God, you know what you do? You enter into communion with the Christ, into fellowship with the Christ. Hallelujah. Some people that have received brethren who hear some of these messages and they say things begin to happen in their lives. They begin to see visions. See, they begin to see marvelous revelations. Things begin to happen in their lives. Why? Because they've been initiated into what? This fellowship of the Holy Ghost. They've received this bread of life. Praise God. Eat my flesh and drink my blood is communion with the spiritual body of Christ. And it will raise you up. Because this same Jesus Christ says that those that eat of this bread will live on account of Christ. Now let's read this thing quickly. I'm going to read from John chapter 6 verse 54. Whosoever eateth of my flesh and drinketh my blood has what? Eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Oh, hallelujah. As the Father has sent me, and I live by what? By the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall what? He shall live by me. So when you eat this bread, you are raised up into Christ consciousness. See, in the resurrection, there is no Trevor, there is no Michael, there is no Obama. For those of you who are Americans, there is no Mitt Romney in the resurrection. In the resurrection, there is what? There is Christ. See it. This fellowship that you are having actually raises you up once more into Christ consciousness, into Christ who is your life. And he only is the one who possesses incorruption. He only is the one who possesses immortality and incorruptibility. He only is the one who dwells in unapproachable light in eternity. He only is the one who has the keys to hell and to the grave. He only is the one that has the true life of the Father in him. Praise God. So you see, what we are doing, we've got a bit of connections all over the world today. There's a fellowship today, and we are all feasting on this bread, and the bread raises every man back into Christ. See it. Outside Christ, your soul is in hell. You are subject to the caterpillar and the cankerworm. See, thou shalt not allow the Holy One to suffer corruption. Praise God. So the fellowship that is given to us today, the counsel, is to raise us out of that dimension and to lead us back to the right hand side, the place of pleasures, so that we can partake of the streams of gladness, of pleasures, of delights. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? This is the work of God today. See, he says that he that eats of this flesh, this spiritual world, this comes into communion with the Christ and drinks of this blood, I will raise him up on the last day. See it. And, you know, that person shall live by what? By me. By my name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. This is the end of the faith. The end of the faith is to realize yourself once more consciously in the Christ. See, in John chapter 14 verse 20, Jesus Christ says, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. In that day you shall realize that what? You are in God. You have your being in God. God never left you. Are you listening? God is not after you. You are an integral part of God. You are one with God. In that day you what? You will know. That is the end of the faith. In that day is the last day. It's a day which we call the day of what? Of the Lord. It's an eternal day where we break free from the parameters of time and space. We break free and enter into an eternal day that never finishes. Praise God. In the creation account in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, which are in reality parables, never think that God needs 7 days to create this world. I never think that God needs to rest. Or never think that God was actually not rested at any point in time. God is always rested. God is always perfect. So then what is the book of Genesis chapter 1 saying when it says that in the seventh day God rested? from his works. Praise God. The seventh day, we saw how the first 6 days, God winds up creating man in his image and in his likeness. And in the seventh day, God was rested from his works. And people think that maybe God took up tools and whatever and started to sweat to create the world after they rested. All those are just carnal interpretations. Those are parables. Oh, hallelujah. See, there remained a rest of God. There remained a rest for God. Of God. Paul speaks about a rest that remains. And that rest is obtained or is achieved or is attainable for only those who enter into the last day. Are you listening? What we see in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and all those things are reveal the process by which God is unsealing the creature of God who was lost in a dimension of time and space, who was lost in hell and death. When God says, "Let there be light," it's commanding understanding to come into the hearts of the sons of men, those who are dead in their material state and their consciousness of dust. He's saying, "Let there be understanding. Let them be illumined with the understanding of Christ." Oh, praise God. Let them begin to understand the mystery of the beauty and the glory that they are, which is the Christ in them, the one which is from eternity. Let them begin to understand this mystery. This is what God is saying. See, there's no place somewhere that was dark that God commanded light to shine. God does not want to waste time on all of that. The darkness is in the hearts of men who live in the material consciousness, who are dead in their sins and trespasses. Praise God. In fact, if you look at Genesis chapter 2, it says, it kind of comes out as a kind of summary of the creation of God. In fact, what God was trying to show in Genesis chapter 1 is the unveiling of the true creature of God, who is the image and the likeness of God. God was bringing forth a spiritual creature, a celestial creature, in Genesis chapter 1. And the summary of this all is seen in Genesis chapter 2, when God breathes, forms man out of the dust and breathes into man, and man became a living being. Man was revived. Hallelujah. The man that was dead in his grave. You know, the dust is the grave. The dust represents material consciousness, the realm of time and space. This is the realm that we men live in when we walk in the flesh. To be carnally minded is what? Is death. And this is the realm that we all have lived in man. But God is doing this today. He's breathing into us. That breath, like I've established, is the spirit of God and is the same as the bread of life. Praise God. When Jesus Christ was walking upon the earth, it's actually the breath of the Father that was, you know, enveloped in that body. As he spoke, it was the breath of the Father speaking. It was the words of the Father speaking. He was speaking out of the depths of God. Oh, hallelujah. That is the breath from heaven bringing revival to men who are sleeping in the dust. Adam was dead in his sins and trespasses. Like I'm quick to say, all these are stories that, you know, will be preached 1 million ways. We're talking of multiplicity of spirits here. God is a great mystery. Hallelujah. I learned over the years to just shut up and keep quiet and listen to every voice and know that it's from God. If you listen properly, you know that everything comes from God. But if you listen in the flesh, that's when there will be arguments and you have problems with men. But if you elevate yourself into the spirit, everything will minister to you. Hallelujah. So the bread comes down from heaven and it quickens Adam, who is sleeping in his grave, thinking that he's male, thinking that he's female, thinking that he was born. See it? Thinking that he has to tie a scarf to please God. Praise God. Thinking that he has to be circumcised physically to please God. God is reviving us out of the dust, bringing us back into our true spirituality. Hallelujah. We are the image and likeness of God, and your Father is spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To receive this word, there is an awakening quickly. This is the raising up. Hallelujah. On the last day, the eternal day, as you raised up, you enter into a dimension called Eden, called paradise. It's an eternal day, the day of the Lord. That day can be 1,000 years. And that 1,000 years could be one day. It is the day of the Lord. It is the millennium. The day where people are waking to the reality that they are in God. And it is now, as you hear the voice of the Spirit, get out of the realm of religion. See, your crying and all your things that you do religion will not draw you 1 inch to God, nearer to God's kingdom. See, what will draw you nearer to God's kingdom is how you receive this word of God and have the revelation of the Christ that you are, the anointed one that you are, the holy one that you are. This is what will lead you into a new heavens and a new earth, into the last day. The eternal day of the Lord. After this day, there is no other day. Hallelujah. It's an eternal day where there is no more change. Hallelujah. This is the realm in which John the Apostle was caught up into in the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. John says that I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He was speaking on that he was caught up into a dimension in God. A realm that never passes away. Hallelujah. We have an inheritance that never passes away. We enter into a reality of bliss, where your joy can never be taken away, where your peace can never be taken away. This is the day that Jesus walked in. Hallelujah. That is why the waves didn't seem to rock Jesus while he slept in the boat. The disciples that cried, "Master, Master, do you want us to die?" These are men walking in the dimension of time and space. They were walking in another day. They were walking outside the day of the Lord. In material consciousness, in the flesh, where they live by sight, by natural sight, but not by faith. So when things go like this, you to go the other way. When the waves go up, you go up with the waves. When the waves come down, you come down with the waves. And there's no peace for the wicked. People think that the wicked are those who commit fornication, who drink beer. Those are not the wicked. See, the wicked is that consciousness of dust that we put on in the transgression. Every man has that mark of the beast. Every man has that serpent head. If you look in the spirit, you see, you know, double tongue coming out of the mouth of every man. All men are liars. Isn't that what the psalmist says? All men are what? Are liars. So religion is a formulation of lies. That's why Jesus Christ is always quick. quick, swift to condemn the leaders of religion because they don't have the key to God's kingdom, but rather they stand in the way of others from entering. Hallelujah. Here, if you have ears, you can enter into that last day right now. Throw away those books that you've read of something will happen. Prophecy. Throw them away. They are all what? They are all lies. Nothing will what? Happen. That which will happen is you. As you hear the voice of the Spirit, you are raised up right now where you are into the consciousness of the Christ. See, it's no longer I, the old serpent man of the dust. It's no longer I that was born some years ago in some part of the world, in Africa, in America. It's no longer that man, but the one from eternity. Hallelujah. Who lives on and on in eternity, in an eternal day. See, the last day is the day of the Spirit. See it. See, if you want true peace, love, harmony, oneness, you better forsake all that we've learned and gathered unto ourselves in the realm of time and space and enter into this last day right now. In this last day, you have your brothers, your sisters, and you have a harmony that surpasses the knowledge of men. Hallelujah. In these last days, you don't need to struggle anymore for vainglory. So you don't need to be heard anymore by men. You just reign and you rest in delights and in pleasures, knowing that all things are yours and for your pleasure. Praise God. So you can step into the last day right now. It is a realm that God is revealing to his sons right now. It is the realm of the Son of God, of the Christ. See, it is the dimension of paradise. Hallelujah. It's the realm of the Alpha and the Omega, which we know by now is a many-membered body. Hallelujah. One body, but innumerable are those that are in that company. And we are part of it. Hallelujah. So let us be raised up right now. Let us receive this bread. Eat this bread. Do you remember the story of Lot? Lot had received these two messengers from heaven. Two angels from heaven. See, now, listen properly, because what matters is the spiritual revelation you are going to get out of what I'm saying right now. There's a spiritual word here. And if you can hear and understand what I'm saying, these are the things that will loosen you. You are hearing the voice of God. Two angels from heaven. Those two angels that came from heaven actually represent the embodiment of the Word of God. They represent the embodiment of the Spirit of God. See, they represent the consciousness of the Father descending to quicken mankind. The revelation we get from Lot is that Lot received these messengers into his house. Notice that the others around the city of Sodom and Gomorrah wrestled with the angels. They refused to accept those angels into their houses. Instead, they tried to kill those angels, to destroy those angels, to dishonor those angels. Is that what happens today when the message of God comes from heaven? See, when your friends begin to reduce, they begin to avoid you, they think you are a heretic, they think that you have been deceived. Is that what happens? They begin to walk out of you gradually. You no longer get invitations to preach anymore. You are called a heretic, an outcast. See it. The world does not accept Christ. The world cannot hear him. They cannot accept the messengers of God. But Lord did. Praise God. Now, bear it in mind that Lot would have been destroyed along with the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. But what saved Lot was that Lot received those what? Angels into his house. He received the word of God into his life. He received the bread of life into his life, into his house. And the Bible says that while they were in the secrecy of their house, they ate what? Unleavened bread. Isn't God wonderful? What does leaven mean in bread? It talks of lies. That's the leaven that, you know, leaven or that, you know, causes the bread to be puffed up. See, it's the lies of men, the wisdoms of men, the carnality of the flesh, the wisdom of the flesh, that is the yeast. But Lot had unleavened bread. Communion with this messenger from heaven, he feasted on the consciousness of the Father. He entered into communion with that eternal spiritual body. And that was his saving grace. That was what led him out of the city and listened to the words of the messengers, flee to the high mountains. The high mountains represent a dimension, the dimension of Zion. It is the last day, the eternal day of the Lord. When you eat this bread, there is an increase in you. Hallelujah. Because what happens is that the Christ in you emerges, and there is an increase in the invisible, incorruptible man who is not of this world. He's the one that inhabits the eternal hills of God. He's not of this world, this dimension of the earth, but is from above. Flee to the high mountains. Ascend, hallelujah, back into your inheritance upon Mount Zion. Because he received this consciousness. He fellowshiped with this consciousness. He received this bread of life, and that is what, spiritually speaking, the message is that Lot was raised up into this last day, into this eternal day of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a day of dominion, of all power, of peace, of love, of harmony, of joy. It is the day that the Lord has made. So let us cancel from our minds what religion has taught us, what men have taught us. Something will happen in Russia, something will happen in Iraq, something will happen in the Middle East. See, Armageddon, all these are trash. Praise God. You can enter into the last day right now. It is the day of the Lord. It's an eternal day. Hallelujah. It's a day of favor, a day of peace, a day of all power. You can enter it right now as you hear the word of the Lord. It's a day where there is no more night. Hallelujah. It's a day right within the confines of the New Jerusalem. God bless you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Who's like unto you, O God? Hallelujah. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for increase. Increase in the knowledge of the Christ. Increase in the knowledge of the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free into my dimension of bliss. Set you freely and lead you into that new day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, that we pray. Amen. As we are praying, you see the Lord showed you something, didn't he? You want to share it with the brethren?
Praise the Lord. As we are concluding the prayer, the word, the Lord showed me a golden table. On top of the golden table, there's these seven candle sticks. This is what the Lord has said.
Were they lit up? So they were on.
They were on.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Our sister, who has got the gifts of visions, prophecy, all these prophecies are simply there to confirm the word of the Spirit. See, the prophecies are not there to tell you something will happen to you tomorrow, or you will die tomorrow, or, you know, all that kind of stuff, or which is after you. Rather, these prophecies will tell you, will simply reveal or confirm that the word of the Lord. So she sees a golden table and a golden candle lampstand with seven branches, which is the menorah, that is the Jewish symbol of the golden candle lampstand, which we saw in the tabernacle of Moses, in the temple of Solomon. We also saw it in the book of Revelations. When the Alpha and the Omega appeared, he appeared in the midst of these seven golden candle lampstands. Amen. And God is revealing to us today, hallelujah, that we are those seven golden candlesticks that are part and parcel of the body of the Lord. See, the message we have heard today is like light. Hallelujah. Illumine our darkness. Hallelujah. We've heard things that are eternal today. Gold talks of something that is eternal. Gold talks of something that is imperishable, incorruptible. We have an inheritance that never passes away, that never fades away. Our inheritance is in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And God is showing us the way back unto Himself, because we are an integral part of God, as demonstrated in the golden candle lampstands. We are one with the Lord, inseparable throughout all eternity. See, hallelujah. Let us commune with the Lord on that table, on that golden table. And as we commune with the Lord, we discover the reality of our oneness with that golden candle lampstand. Brethren, God bless you. Amen.
Shall be shall be chased in a moment. We shall behold.